Yeah, that's all right, though.
Nice job, though, for the young guys that you put out there who haven't played much this year. I thought Brody LeVake had a nice couple shifts for you. I thought Anthony Potvin did as well. And Hunter Allen had some bad puck luck a couple times in between the circles. He was in the right spot, though.
I know. The puck just slid under his stick. He was wide open. Graham got him the puck in the slot area, and it just slid under his stick. I think the whole bench was just, you know, just riled up for him, wanted him to get it. But, yeah, it just slipped under his stick. It was something that's going to haunt Hunter tonight for sure.
Well, unfortunately for him, it didn't happen. But you know what? He played some good shifts in there. Brody did a nice job. So did Potvin. And then also, I liked your guys at the end of the second period. They're not getting caught up in all that crap that was going on, because it could have gotten, you know, they ended up with two penalties. You guys got zero in that sequence. It could have been bad.
Right. You know, my plan was to keep mixing the lines up for, you know, through the third period until either, you know, it went the full distance or we got, you know, the two goals for the Mercy. But, you know, when Graham gets punched in the face right at the end of the game, it's like, yep, time to, you know, keep our first line out and get this game over with, because usually nothing good happens towards the end of a game like that. So
no. And, you know, just do it on the scoreboard, right? Don't punch him back in. I mean, that would have probably felt good. Graham probably would have enjoyed punching that kid right back in the schnoz. But do it on the scoreboard. And that's what he did with his fourth goal of the night.
Right. Yeah. That's what we wanted, just to get this game over with, keep everybody healthy, safe, to take on Jeffers on Thursday night.
What do you think about these young guys, though? I mean, you put them out there, and they haven't had much playing time because they're still developing, but they held their own.
Yeah, they did well. You know, AP almost got a goal, threw some pucks on net, maybe a lucky bounce or so. You would have got one. Hunter had two opportunities in the slot. He had a nice shot, too. Brody, well, he got his first penalty.
Yeah, congratulations, so, Brody.
Little interference call. But, yeah, they did well. They stepped in. They were working hard. It was nice to see and finally get them some ice time. Hopefully we can get them some more ice time here in the next game or two. Yeah, we sent Hunter up instead of Graham. So
that's fine.
Yep, Hunter worked hard, so we'll give him a chance to talk on the air.
Let's do it. Well, you know, Graham, I mean, he did. I mean, let's just be honest. He was pretty darn good out there with four goals. I think two assists or four and one.
Yeah, something like that. It's kind of.
Well, we'll figure it out on the bus.
Scratch on here. Yeah, we'll figure it out. But, yeah, I thought, you know, when at little points in the second period, we started getting a little undisciplined with our positioning and our forecheck in the offensive zone. Which gave them, you know, time and space through the neutral zone. But our first period, we were playing our hockey. We liked what we were seeing. You know, the Nagani couldn't break out against us. If they did, they got in the neutral zone. We got the turnover, and we were going back in.
And Carson Hughes with the buzzer beater.
Yeah, Carson was working hard tonight. He had some back checks that were, man, he was flying, tracking guys down. It was awesome to see. So, you know, there was a lot of good things tonight coming off the weekend. So we'll get one more practice in, and we'll take on Jeffers on Thursday.
All right, Andy, give your shout-outs, and then we'll talk to the boys here.
You know, my wife Sarah and son Griffin, they came up. My mom, you know, my sister in California, her girls, and brother-in-law out there too. So.